This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. You've heard it before. You put something in front of your child and his or her response is, "Yuck!" Don't you just love that word? Well, yuck no more. My guest today has taken our diminutive food critics to task and created a cookbook filled with, as she puts it, thumbs up, no yuck recipes, all designed to help transform your child into a great eater. Let's talk with registered dietitian Stacy Antine about kids, nutrition, and making better choices. Stacy, welcome to HeartWise.
Hi, Charlie. So happy to be here. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Now, first, a little history. What was the aha moment, Stacy, that made you decide to find alternatives to the usual fare of food, and I put that word in parentheses, food, flooding our grocery stores and kitchen pantries?
Well, during my master's, when I was doing it at NYU, when I was getting my master's in food and dietetics, One of my professors put up on the screen when we were talking about the health of Americans, and specifically as it related to children, that this is the first generation of children that will not outlive their parents based on lifestyle.
Yes.
And I just remember sitting there thinking, wow, You know, we have unbelievable technology that can help us with stents, with heart disease and cancer treatments and, you know, everything. And then all of a sudden, when it comes to a lifestyle that a child doesn't have the education to make that choice, what's good for them, what's better for them, what's not good for them, it was that moment where I thought, wow, this is something that's wrong. Like, I want to help correct that for children.
So what I hear you saying is that unknowingly, and I have to say unknowingly because a lot of parents are not aware of this, unknowingly, parents and schools are basically helping fuel the disaster that's underway when it comes to our kids. Am I right?
Parents and schools are trying their best. I think the problem is a lack of education. And I mean, this is what my whole mission is, to educate, and through Health Barn USA, to educate people, especially children and families, how to grow their own food, What's in those carrots and the zucchini and the spinach that's good for them, and then cooking with it. And these are like basic life skills. And unfortunately, we're so focused on academics and reading and math, now languages, that we've completely lost sight of the fact that nutrition education isn't part of a core curriculum as it even relates to science. Mm-hmm. So what's happening is that most adults, which then trickle down to the kids, are getting their nutrition information based on their diets. If they're trying to lose weight, or they follow a different diet, or they're getting it from the food companies that are basically teaching them about what products to buy based on what ingredients are in their product. Mm-hmm. So they're not really getting it from a holistic standpoint and then able to make those educated decisions. And I think that's really what it comes down to.
Did you start this at home? I mean, do you have children, Stacy?
Actually, I don't have children of my own, But, you know, 50,000 kids later with Health Barn. I really feel that, you know, they call me the aunt, or, you know, I'm the aunt Stace. I'm the fun aunt that shows up at your house and everybody wants to play with, and then I go home and I relax.
Oh,
but I mean, there isn't a day that goes by that I'm not with hundreds of children.
Now, I got to say that when I called you for this interview, I heard a lot of kids in the background. What's going on?
We have camp this week. This is our final week of summer camp at Health Barn. Uh-huh. We actually have a barn. We're located in Wyckoff, New Jersey. And we have an organic garden, and the kids are here and they're making eggplant parmesan, which is an appetite for life. So they harvested eggplant, they harvested fresh basil, and they're making it with the panko. They're actually breading it with panko.
Now, this has got to be by design. The fact that you bring kids into your space there, into your Health Barn USA, and get them involved with making and growing and preparing food. Why is that important, and how can parents take a lesson from that?
Well, the importance is that I had a parent the other day. I mean, a lot of these kids are here because either they really love this activity, or many of them are picky eaters, or the parents feel that this is important and they just don't know how to go about it, or they feel that there's so much pressure at home and the children, you know, it's a control issue, so they don't want to be in that situation. So a mom just said to me the other day, she went down to the garden with her sons, her two sons, who are ages 5 and 8. And they said, oh, mom, look, there's this delicious spinach. And they harvested the spinach right in front of her. They picked it fresh, knew how to pick it, and ate it. And she said she almost passed out. Like, that was the first thing she came up and said, my sons ate spinach fresh out of the garden. And the problem is that today children are eating things out of packages. So Go-Gurts, you know, squeezable yogurts and all these weird, like very colorful things, candies, even cereal. This is what they're used to eating. So going down to a garden and seeing something green like a spinach leaf isn't a natural occurrence for a child to eat. So it's really important as we move forward with just generation is that we're not eating out of factories. We're actually eating out of a garden, and we shouldn't be afraid to do that. This is much more natural than a squeezable yogurt.
When they do that, when they go down there and with their own little chubby hands pick the fruit and or the vegetables and they eat it, what happens in their brains? You're an educator. What is it that makes a transition in their brains there that makes this food suddenly that they didn't know anything about something that they want?
Well, I think the most important part for a child is that discovery and curiosity and that moment where they're like, wow, this tastes better than I thought it did. Or isn't this cool? I grew this and I can pick it. Then that child is engaged. That's so important when you're talking about education and that moment of discovery. And then you really have the child hooked, and then they're sort of, they're more curious, and then they keep wanting to know, what else can I grow? What else can I pick? And that is the moment where you've really planted a seed and it's sprouted.
On page 107 of your book, by the way, the book, listener, is Appetite for Life, Appetite for Life, by our guest today, Stacy Antine, A-N-T-I-N-E, Antine. Stacy, in your book, you talk about that when a child understands where food comes from, they either love it or in some cases, because some children have seen what happens to animals when they are sacrificed for food, that makes a transition too. So we can use that as well on the positive side of letting children know what an animal is when it's not in their sandwich. Am I on the right track here?
One of the lessons here is that on the way down to the garden, there are pigs. Health Barn is on a family farm, so they're not our pigs.
Yeah.
But they raise pigs for meat. That's typically what these farms are doing.
Yes.
And so what happens is when we walk down there, the kids will say, because they're really smart, they're like, well, what are the pigs doing? What are the pigs for on the farm? And so I tell them, I'm like, okay, guys, did you ever bacon? You have pork chops? And they're like, yes. And some of the kids will say, ew, like that's where it comes from, because they don't understand. Like they're just eating bacon that comes out of a store. They're not seeing the animal that they love to feed and, you know, giggle with, because pigs are really funny. And some of the children will say, well, I'm giving up bacon. And then other kids will come up to me afterward and say, you know, I love the pig, but I'm just not ready to give up bacon. But they should know that that it's an animal that comes from it. And really, children love animals. So they, you know, you're able to make a decision on how they want to choose their foods.
That's the secret. And I like what you're saying here, both when it comes to vegetables and fruits and the animals. Let the children know what's going on and then let them decide. Would that be right? Would I be right in saying that?
Yes, that is absolutely correct.
Very, very good. And that's what I like about your book, Appetite for Life. It is full of information. It has recipes for all levels of trying to be healthy, but it also, the most important thing, it also teaches you how to teach children to be aware of where food comes from, both food that that they may not want to eat later or they may want to eat later, that awareness. Because from an educational standpoint, any teacher will tell you this, and people I've had on the show talk about this all the time, that if a child makes a decision based on what they have learned, based on what they have observed, that decision is more lasting. Would I be safe in saying that?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, Stacy, you have children come out to Health Barn USA, and they learn how to grow food, they learn how to harvest it, they learn how to prepare it. What are some of the success stories that you've heard as far as health is concerned in these children who make this transition to healthier eating?
For me, the biggest, I think, accolade is the fact that they'll tell me it was so much better than they thought.
Hmm.
Believe it or not, there are kids that are like terrified to eat healthy food. I think that may come from parents that don't necessarily eat it. Like, I know a lot of the moms are really advocates for it, but maybe the dad isn't. You know, I think it's really important that both, whoever's in the family, even with the grandparents, I've heard parents complain that when they head over to the grandparents' house, out comes the soda, out comes the treats,
yes.
And it's really hard to instill that. And what people don't realize, it's confusing for a child. If you're trying to instill, and I talk about values, healthy food is a value. So if you want your child to eat healthy, and this is something that you're instilling at home for their wellness, for their long-term health, you know, sending them over to a play date and that play date serves junk food,
yes.
Then what is that saying to the child? They're like, oh, wow, I can't get this at my house, but I can get it over here. And I always say to parents, you shouldn't feel badly about that. Like, you know, you wouldn't let your child get into a car with a parent who doesn't wear seatbelts.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Why would you just allow a child to go over to someone's house that you know that's what they're serving?
Wow.
And so, you know, like-minded people with values spend time together. It's just the way it goes. And I think that more and more people are becoming aware. And I think a lot of people, I mean, if you look at the health of this country,
yes.
Our food is not even the food that when we grew up,
yes.
It's much worse. It's got a lot of dyes, a lot of preservatives, a lot of ingredients that you can't even pronounce. So to continue to eat that way and think it's a rite of passage for children is really not doing a service for children.
Well, that is a wonderful message to give to parents today. We're talking with the author of Appetite for Life. When a child goes to school, Stacy, let's talk about this on the other side of the break. When a child goes to school, are they outside of our sphere of influence, or is there something that we can do to help school-aged children as they get on that bus and head off into the unknown of education? Is there something that we can do to help them learn how to be healthy? And we'll talk about that and school lunches on our return, so stay right where you are.
What are you doing?
I'm building a tower. What's it look like I'm doing?
It looks like you're heading for that drugstore across the street.
Yes, that's what I do every day after school. You should know that.
But you always buy a candy bar there.
That's right.
Why?
Because I like candy bars, especially the ones with nuts.
But those aren't good for you. They have lots of calories and nothing to keep you from getting sick.
Want one?
Sam, I'm trying to make a point here. By going to that drugstore every day after school, you have formed an unhealthy habit.
I do want to be healthy.
Well, going there isn't going to help you very much, is it?
What should I do?
Make a new habit.
Like what?
Well, do you see Mr. Habib's fruit market over there by the bank?
Mr. Habib is a great guy. He can whistle two notes at the same time.
How about after school you go there instead of the drugstore?
Mr. Habib doesn't sell candy bars.
But he does sell apples, pears, and mangoes. They're sweet, delicious, and filled with things that will make you healthy. That way you can still buy an after-school snack, but your new habit won't rot your teeth and make you as fat as my Uncle Sydney.
What if I get hungry for a candy bar?
Then you eat an apple instead. Pretty soon, your brain will think, I'm hungry, I want an apple.
Okay, let's go see Mr. Habib. He's from Lebanon, you know. Do you think all people from Lebanon can whistle two notes at the same time?
We can ask him.
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, He established a health plan for every creature on earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. Our guest today is Stacy Antine. She is the author of Appetite for Life and also the driving force behind Health Barn USA. We learned about Health Barn. It's actually a barn in New Jersey. And she brings kids in and she shows them how food is grown and how it can be harvested and what it tastes like and how it can be prepared. Wonderful thing. Now, those same kids get in the school bus and they drive off to school. Stacy, what are you doing to make inroads into the educational system of New Jersey? Tell us about that.
Well, actually, we're beyond New Jersey. I've been out to California, Massachusetts,
wow,
Pennsylvania.
Fantastic.
So I have an assembly called Try It, You'll Like It, and also Super Salad Bar, where the kids are transformed into expert taste testers, and they try foods from the five food groups. So instead of just being up there and talking, I actually have the children engaged. So I get the experts up there. They do the taste tests of the different foods that we have available, all nut-free. I go through the allergens with the school nurses. And then the assembly itself, they all become transformed into expert taste testers, and they try it. And with the Super Salad Bar, it's very good to link it with many schools have school gardens now. So we're doing the kids play the seasonal food game, and then they'll make their own individual salads with as much produce as we can harvest off the gardens. But what's fascinating is that's very important because they'll be able to say, I tried rice milk.
Right.
I tried, they tried zucchini for the first time, or they tried bell peppers. A lot of children think that bell peppers are spicy and not sweet, so they never tried it before. So I have children writing letters to me afterward telling me what they've learned. And it's a wonderful way for us to partner with schools to bring in something fun and educational to support what they're doing in schools, because the children are there most of the day.
Yeah.
A lot of these schools are bringing in food or healthier options, but then they're saying the children aren't eating them. Well, they have to get educated. You can't just give a child, this is a journey. You can't just provide food and then expect them to eat it when it's so radically different from the food they've been eating.
Are you telling me that some of the recipes in your book, Appetite for Life, have been approved by assembly full of children? When you say it's kid approved, is that many kids have been approving these foods?
The number one recipe that we sample at the assembly is the Rainbow Swirly Smoothie.
Wow.
And that recipe has been tried by over, it must be like 50,000 kids. Every week, because we make it fun. Like, so they try from the five food groups. And then I tell them that we brought a smoothie bar for them today, and they get ecstatic. And all that recipe goes home to the parents, and they all make it at home. And you can add whatever you want. You can alter the recipe, but they actually really like it the way it is. And it's, you know, something as simple as a smoothie. Like, one of the most important things that you can do before they get on the school bus or in the car is to make sure they have breakfast.
Yes.
It's so simple. It's like the most important meal of the day, but so many children and so many adults don't have breakfast in the morning.
Let's say that the mom says, okay, Stacy, I hear you. I want my kids to be healthy, but I have 10 minutes. I have 10 minutes, and that is all for my kids to make breakfast. What can you make in 10 minutes that's good for them?
Well, that's all about planning. So what I would suggest is the night before, just put all the ingredients for that smoothie in the blender, stick it in the refrigerator, and when you get up in the morning, all you do is put that glass container on the blender and blend it and serve the smoothies. And even if you had to get cups, and they can put it in the car and drink it on the way.
Wow. Wow. And that will take like 60 seconds, maybe 2 minutes with cleanup. And the beautiful thing about the smoothie, and, you know, we can share this, the beautiful thing about the smoothie is what? Why are smoothies so much better than just drinking a glass of orange juice?
Well, you can get a lot more nutrition in there. You've got protein. Our smoothie has yogurt, and we use Greek yogurt because it has additional protein. But we use frozen berries, so that has the antioxidants. We do use orange juice. We've got a banana in there for potassium. We use flax seeds so that we can bump it up with the omega-3s, and we use honey to sweeten it. So you can get a significant more nutritional value in a smoothie as opposed to a glass of orange juice.
And that smoothie contains all that glorious fiber. It has not been thrown away, and there it is, which assures that that nutrition is delivered throughout the body at the right pace in the right location. Wonderful idea. I love that. There you go, moms. For those of you who have 10 minutes tops, we just ask you to spend 2 minutes and maybe a few minutes the night before making this thing ready. But that is a wonderful idea. Okay, now let's say that there are moms sending their kids off to school and the cafeteria has not gotten the memo yet. They don't know what to do. What kind of school lunches can that busy mom make for her children that they can take with them to school to enjoy and get good nutrition?
Well, a lot of children, believe it or not, don't like bread.
Huh.
They don't like these big sandwiches.
Uh-huh.
And so wraps are really good, little compartments where they could build their own thing. Like we do tortillas, like quesadillas, and they can put beans. You could put beans, rice, corn, some edamame. You could put guacamole. There's a recipe for guacamole, like in little compartments, and then just put a tortilla wrapped in maybe tin foil or something so it doesn't get wet. They don't like soggy bread or soggy things.
Right.
And then let them build their own taco or quesadilla while they're at school. And just ahead of time, like even think, like if you make one of the favorite recipes is pesto pasta, and if you make that the night before, just save some leftover and have it for them the next day. They love it. So it's just planning.
Yeah.
The other thing is very adventurous is we make sushi rolls here. They're super easy to make. I have them in the rest. It's very specific in terms of how to make it. And that's another absolute favorite. Like nori wrappers are getting really popular with kids to snack on. But it's just nori wrappers. So why not have some brown rice with a little vegetables and they can make their own concoctions. Kids love to make their own creations.
Wow, you have just given us a fantastic roadmap for helping kids get healthy, in spite of the fact that the school may not be on board. But if the school is on board, that's even better. You know, Stacy, I love what you're saying here, and I love the book, Appetite for Life, because it allows people, no matter where they are on that journey, we talk about good, better, best here at HeartWise a lot, no matter where you are looking for good health, better health, and best health, there is something in this book to help you plug in to that journey and move you along toward that optimum health that you want so much for yourself and for your family. Again, the book is called Appetite for Life. Stacy and Teen, what's a good website that people can come to learn more about you and Health Barn and the book?
Definitely go to healthbarnusa.com. And also, if people are on Facebook, like us on Facebook at Health Barn USA. We're also on Twitter at Health Barn USA, and we're on Instagram. But between the website and our Facebook, we're constantly posting information for parents and new recipes and pictures of kids doing thumbs up. And so, I mean, it's just inspiring to know that what we're feeding them and what the recipes that we're providing parents, the kids love it. And on our website, we also have a newsletter. They can sign up. It's a free newsletter. It comes out once a month. And I always have really great tips, information, and new recipes that we provide parents.
All right, healthbarnusa.com. Stacy Antine, A-N-T-I-N-E, if you'd like to look her up on Google and get more information about her book, Appetite for Life. Stacy Antine, thank you so much for being with us today. I'm inspired by what you said. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Charlie.
And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills, along with Stacy Antine, inviting you to remain HeartWise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.